When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show is presented by FanDuel. It's NFL playoff time. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props, a lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code COLIN and download the FanDuel app today. FanDuel now live in Ohio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. We have a great top of the show today. A few things going on around the NBA. Our win yesterday versus the Thunder was a good win for us. I think that's our first time winning back-to-back road games, they said, this year. Winning four out of the last six games. And the two we lost, we gift wrap to team. But we'll get into that first. Let's get some housekeeping things out the way. This is your reminder that the top of our shows will be live, as this one is live today on Amazon Amp. Before they go out on your regular podcast platforms, you'll be able to get a first listen at Amazon Amp if you want to check that out. And we may be doing some merch giveaways on Amp, so there's an incentive for you to possibly check it out on Amp. Merch giveaways, fun stuff. Also, Jackson will be saying what's up to y'all in the chat, but let's get straight into the business. If you love the Dubs, you know that January is a key month for us. Big matchups at home against Phoenix, Brooklyn, Memphis, and on the road against teams like Boston and Cleveland. Gonna be a lot of fun to watch on television, but what if you actually could be at those games? For last-minute amazing deals on tickets, not just to the Dubs games, but your favorite NBA team, check out Game Time, the fastest-growing ticketing app in the U.S. And it doesn't stop with the NBA. Game Time has tickets to the NFL playoffs, NHL, and college basketball games. Even concerts and comedy shows, too. So if you're in New York and you want to go see the Knicks take on Cleveland or the Lakers, Game Time has you covered. Or if you want to see Adam Sandler live tonight, this weekend, anytime soon, download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code GREEN in all caps for $20 off your first purchase. Terms may apply. Again, create an account, enter the code GREEN, that's G-R-E-E-N, for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Warriors road win over the Thunder. That moves, like I said, that's four out of six for the Dubs. That moves us into fifth. Wow. Fifth place in the West. After all of that, let's not get our hopes up too high. As we all know, the difference between fifth and 11th is like one game. Maybe 11 is an exaggeration, but you get the point. So it's important that we continue to put these wins together. But I thought last night in OKC, we got off to a really great start. I saw something interesting on the box score yesterday. OKC won the second, third, and fourth quarter. Now, albeit one of them was like by a point and blah, blah, whatever. They won the first, second, and third quarter, but we got off to such a great start. I thought in that first quarter especially, like, we had the ball humming. Defensively, we were locked in. Offensively, the ball was just flowing. We were getting out in transition because we were getting stops. We weren't fouling. And they struggled to keep up with the speed a bit. I thought it was very interesting. Their coach didn't call many timeouts and tried to run with us. I knew that would change when at the end of the first quarter, I looked down at their bench. Now, shout out to Young Fella. He's having an incredible year. All-star, will be an all-star, as we all know. Shout out to Young Fella Shea. I looked down at their bench at the end of the first quarter, and Shea was down there like this. Now, he had both hands stretched back like this. And I said, whoa, they're going to keep trying to play at this pace. I also thought it was interesting because they have been starting, as you know, they have two Jalen Williams on their team. They have been starting both Jalen Williams, and they took the bigger Jalen Williams out, the big man, and they started small. Now, me and Loon always had this running joke about all these guards in the NBA and how there's no more big man. So Loon and I laughed about that. But I thought it was interesting because what they were pretty much saying was that they were going to match speed for speed. And they actually fared better when the bigger Jalen Williams was on the floor. He shot the ball really well last night, too. But it was just interesting to see the theory. Like, most teams usually go bigger. They tried to match small. And I felt like if they would have kept matching us up small, like trying to match small groups, I thought we were about to run them out the gym and beat them by 40. But they switched their game plan, and Shea got going. I think we had him bottled up really well in the first quarter. He got a couple buckets there in the second quarter that kind of got him going, and then he finished the game with 31, pretty much right around his average on the year. But man, I was really impressed with the development. You know, we've all been watching Shea develop at this rate since his rookie year. I remember playing him in the playoff series with the Clippers before he got traded for Paul George in the Paul George trade. And he's been improving. But I was really impressed with the improvement of Josh Giddey. Last year, when Josh Giddey first came into the league, he was really a pass-first guy. And still pass first, still looking to set other guys up. But it's like that he's gotten that floater down. Like, if I'm watching a game, mid-ranges and floaters, he's gotten that shot down. And at 6'6", or 6'7", for him to have, like, to be able to get into the lane and shoot that floater consistently like he's been doing, that's going to be dangerous, because what that'll mean is if he can continue to do that, you have a guy in Shea and him who can get to their spot and get to the shot they want to get to at will, which as you continue to build that team out, let's not forget they got Chet Holmgren on the bench. As Chet comes in and get his feet wet and, obviously you still got to become the player that everyone think you are, which I don't doubt that he will. Just the raw skill that he has at that size, I think, is absolutely incredible. Josh can really get everyone else involved. So you still have a traditional point guard in a sense that will come down, not even think about his shot at all, get everyone else involved. But that ability to get to that shot when you can't get everyone else involved, that's going to be very critical. And as his career goes on, even if he just plays the traditional point guard and get others involved and never go shot first, with having that, he'll average somewhere between 14 and 18 points a game. That's without even having a score-first mindset, he can do that. Now, he continues to get better. That shot continues to get better. And it can be even more. So I think, you know, that OKC team and what they're doing, it can get interesting. It can get very interesting. And then, as you know, they have some young guys like Zhang, who we really can't even tell yet if they're going to pan out or not. So say they do. Can get interesting. So I that was, you know, I really enjoyed playing against those guys last night. You continue to see their growth. They're right in the thick of things. You know, I spoke about the game apart, or, you know, they're right in the thick of things in the playoff hunt, which I think is absolutely amazing. So very fun game to play in last night. Like I said, I thought our start was great. And the way we closed the game out was great. Obviously, they have made their run. They cut the lead to 2, possibly even tying the game up. And, you know, we made our run, pushed it back out to 8. And once we pushed it to 8, you know, that was kind of a wrap, and they couldn't get back in after that. But definitely fun game and a much-needed win for us. Put 2 in a row, you know, 2 in a row together on the road is big. Now, in saying that, to start this road trip 2-0 with a win tomorrow and here in Minnesota.
Tip off the NBA season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in free bets guaranteed. $150 when you place your first $5 bet. Plus, FanDuel is the only sportsbook gives all its customers 3 months of NBA League Pass. Cool. When they make a $5 bet, that's all in the NBA. That way you can watch all the action you bet on, everything from money line to point spreads to totals. Don't miss your chance. $150 in free bets plus 3 months of NBA League Pass. Gotta put in the promo code Colin. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG. In Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP. In Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117. For confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789. Tennessee, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
You know, and looking ahead to the Minnesota game, obviously they're still without Karl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards is having an incredible season. And since Karl Towns has been out, he's really picked up his scoring. He's picked up his aggressiveness. And, you know, it's very interesting because it's almost as if the paint was clogged when Cat was playing, and obviously they have Rudy. It's almost as if the paint was clogged. But as we all know, Karl shoot the lights out of the ball. But where it gets interesting is the spacing. Because the four usually is in the trail spot, right? Like, the four isn't, especially not Karl Anthony Towns. Most of his threes come from above the break. And so he's not really in the corner. He's always in the trail spot. And what that does for driving angles for Ant, like, even if you have to honor Karl Towns, if you have to honor Karl Towns and maybe not help as much, it still clogs it up a little bit. It puts someone in gaps and takes away some of the driving angles. So to see that now there's only one traditional big out there with Rudy and Ant's flourishing. And I also think when Rudy missed some games, the Cat was playing, Ant was flourishing. It's an interesting take, because my first take when the trade happened with Rudy was that you're going two traditional bigs and you have a very dominant guard, young, number one pick, kind of showing you he's ready to take the reins, and putting him out there with two traditional bigs, what's that going to do for his driving lane? And so it's been interesting just to see that dynamic on, like, whichever big it's been, he's been more aggressive and been able to get more into the paint. And so that's going to be something to reckon with. We have not played this group yet with only one big. So it will be interesting to see the difference in Anthony Edwards as opposed to the Anthony Edwards that we saw at the beginning of the year when we won here in Minnesota. Looking forward to that. But in saying that, as I always say, we come out, we take care of our business, we play Warriors basketball. I have no doubt in my mind that we'll be successful in that. Now, for a little bit of your NBA controversy this week. It came out the other day that Memphis bookkeeper, stat keeper, is under fire for padding Jaren Jackson Jr.'s stats. That's interesting. The reason that's interesting is because, number one, if you don't know, I mean, we live it every night. Apparently, I needed to get 7.5 points last night. I only got 7. How do I know that? Because people talk so crazy on your social media when they bet and they don't successfully, when they don't successfully complete their bets. Like, oh, it's Draymond, you suck. You only had 7 points. But it's like, actually, you suck at betting, because just like I only had 7 points and it was 7.5, you could have very well chose under 7.5 and you chose 7.5 over. Does that make me dumb and sorry, or does that make you dumb and sorry at betting? Because you actually made that decision. So I think more so you should credit Vegas for putting the line right there and, like, fault yourself because you chose the over. Like, you can't. People are notorious at gambling, like, pointing the finger to someone else. Like, hey, you had a choice. The choice was very simple. I think Draymond's going to score 8 points. I think he's going to score 7 points. Regardless of what I score, you made that decision. So you're actually bad at what you do. Like, just because I score 7 points doesn't actually make me bad at what I do. It makes you bad at what you do because you lost your money. You can't get mad at me. Anyway, back to what I was speaking about in the first place, which is the Jaren Jackson stats being padded. Number one, let's say this. Super happy for Jaren. That's my young fella. That's my young Spartan dog. I'm always rooting for him. So do I think his stats are padded? I don't watch all of their games. I can't say if they are or not. But what I do know is Jaren is a hell of a defender. The majority of his stats are blocks, and Jaren gets a lot of blocks. As I've said on this podcast before, one of my problems with Jaren is he goes for every block. And being as great a defender as he is, he doesn't have to go for every block. So if I see a game where I'm like, oh, man, Jaren has a lot of blocks, that's very realistic because he goes after a lot of blocks and he's very, I mean, much more than capable of getting a ton of blocks. That's a skill that he has. So I can't sit here and say, oh, man, his stats are padded. But the reason that's interesting is because, number one, you think when you're speaking of defensive player of the year votings and all of those things, quite frankly, blocks and stuff matters, which is crazy. And, you know, it's just like points. Like, you know, people will see, oh, man, this guy has 17 points. Da, da, da. That guy may be playing awful and may not be helping that team at all and may be getting garbage points. But if they see they have 17 points, it's like, oh, man, that's great. People look at defense like, oh, look at that. He has such, such blocks and such, such steals. That doesn't necessarily mean this guy was good defensively. Not saying Jaren, just saying in general. Stats don't always tell the story. I've had games this year where I've completely locked down the defense side of the ball, anchored the defense very well, and had one steal and zero blocks. Now, what we call in the question is if I really only had one steal and really had zero blocks. But in saying that, that is what's on the stat sheet, and I know what I did on this game defensively. But voters, they look at those things. Like, you look at Rudy Gobert, he won, like, what, 3 defensive player of the years because of blocks. And, you know, it matters to people. it really matters to people, the stats that someone has. And so it's interesting from there. Back to the betting, it's very interesting from a betting standpoint because one block or one steal or something like that can really change people, the outcomes of people's nights. In some cases, it can change the outcomes of people's lives. And, you know, when you think about the money that people are betting on these FanDuel sites and hot streaks and all of these other things, it's really, like, it really matters. Now, I personally, I've noticed all year that, like, I'll get a steal, I'll knock the ball away. And so, for instance, if somebody comes down the lane and I knock the ball away, right, and one of my teammates go pick it up, that's my steal. Or I've noticed it on rebounds, like, I'll go up for a rebound and, like, I'll just tap the ball to one of my teammates. Instead of grabbing it, I'll just tap it to my teammates to start the break. And, like, I'll look up and I didn't get the rebound. And all year I hadn't really said anything. I'll just, like, kind of let it go or whatever. My mom has said something to me for a while about this. Like, they're not counting your stats. And also my guy Charlie, who watches defense like a hawk and always watches things, he always says it as well. And so when this came out, I was like, well, maybe I should acknowledge this because the reality is, to say that I'm only averaging 0.8 blocks and 0.7 steals or something like that, like, I know that's not accurate. That's not accurate at all. And so, the NBA has to do something about this stat thing. I would like the credit for my rebounds and credit for my blocks. I'd be interested to know if somebody went back and counted up all the blocks that I have, all the steals that I've had that didn't get credit for, all the rebounds that I've had. What would that actually come out to? I'd be interested in seeing. Like, for instance, last night, I had 2 blocks. Somehow I finished the game with zero blocks. And it's just like, yo, like, two steals and two blocks in the game? That's pretty impressive. Like, I would like my two blocks. So, like I said, and what you're starting to see is also is like, I remember our old bookkeeper, his name was Fred Katz. He retired. He was incredible. What you're also starting to see is like a new wave of stat keepers, bookkeepers coming into the game. And quite frankly, they're not as experienced as the Fred Katz of the world. And so, like, maybe they just got to get up to speed and realize that, hey, man, if this guy knocked the ball away, that's his. That's not someone else's. Or if he tapped that rebound and somebody controlled tip, that is his rebound. That's not someone else's. Because quite frankly, I really, like I said, I haven't really said anything about it all year because I just kind of go on about my day. But it does matter. It matters in a major way. So someone need to get that right. Not quite saying the Memphis bookkeeper was or was not padding stats. I can't just throw allegations on there out there like that on people. It's a stiff allegation, so I'm not going to throw it out there. But I do know I've been missing some stats. And I just kindly like to ask if someone can help me out here and just make sure I get my stats. I'd very much appreciate it because I'm missing some stats here. And like I said, they do matter. So if y'all can see to that, that'd be great. However, that's a wrap. This episode of the Draymond Green Show. We have an interview coming up later this week with Mr. President himself, CJ McCollum, leader of the New Orleans Pelicans. As we know, Zion Williamson is an all-star starter. Steph Curry is an all-star starter. Luka Doncic is an all-star starter. LeBron James is an all-star starter. And Big Yoke is an all-star starter coming out of the West. Out of the East, you got Donovan Mitchell. You have Kyrie Irving. You have Kevin Durant, Giannis, and JT. Shout out to the all-star starters. We actually have the all-star reserves coming up tonight, I think. If I'm not mistaken, it's tonight. I could be wrong, and it could be Thursday night. So don't quote me on that. Possibly Thursday, Jackson. Okay. Well, that's on you to do your research on that. It's Tuesday or Thursday. Don't miss it. That's a wrap from this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.